From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting warnings of great danger as troops enter Mosul. As poor weather bogs down, forces advancing on the Islamic State-held city of Mosul, an aid agency warns that civilians there are in great danger as the battle for the city intensifies. A spokesman for the Norwegian Refugee Council said, "We're now bracing ourselves for the worst." He says the lives of 1.2 million civilians are in grave danger, and the future of all of Iraq is now in the balance. Group said thousands of civilians have already fled the city and many have already been killed by snipers and explosives. 2 weeks into the offensive against the Islamic State militants in Mosul, Iraqi and Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga forces are exploring recaptured villages for insight into how Islamic State took and held these villages for more than 2 years. More from VOA's Heather Murdoch.
About 10 kilometers from the front lines of battle, Peshmerga soldiers tore an area recently recaptured from Islamic State militants. They say they've learned a lot about how the militant group works from examining the ruins of what once were bustling villages. While this kind of new knowledge helps, say soldiers, fighting IS is still incredibly complicated.
The challenges that remain are the car bombs and suicide bombs. Also, we have weapons, but we are not as well equipped as the Iraqi army. We need more and better weapons.
Peshmerga soldiers, the Iraqi army, and Shiite militias are all fighting IS together, but tensions remain among them. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Tarjala, Iraqi Kurdistan.
And a spokesman for a leading Shiite militia says its fighters have gained control of a highway linking Mosul with the Syrian city of Raqqa. This is VOA News. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are not mincing words as tightening poll numbers force both candidates to wrestle for momentum as the election heads into the final stretch. Clinton, speaking at a rally in Dade City, Florida, attempted to shift the conversation back onto Trump after spending several days chiding the FBI for its decision to revisit its investigation into her emails. While Clinton continued to attack Trump on character and temperament issues, Trump instead focused his attention on the failures of President Obama's signature health care law, which will see premiums for some popular health care plans rise by more than 25% next year.
Obamacare means higher prices, fewer choices, and lower quality. Yet Hillary Clinton wants to expand Obamacare and make it even more expensive. She wants to put the government totally in charge of health care in America.
The latest polls of likely voters show the race between Clinton and Trump too close to call when the two main third-party candidates, Libertarian Gary Johnson and the Green Party's Jill Stein, are among the choices given to respondents. A South African watchdog agency said it has found possible evidence of corruption at top levels of the government, adding to pressure on President Jacob Zuma to resign because of a series of scandals. This report by the Public Protector's Office, which was released Wednesday, said a commission of inquiry should be established to investigate the allegations that a business family linked to Zuma tried to influence some cabinet post elections for its own benefit. An analysis of satellite data suggests no one was flying Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 when it plunged into the Indian Ocean on March of 2014. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau released the report Wednesday as experts gathered in Sydney to assess possible future searches for the plane, which vanished with 239 people aboard. Satellite communications from the aircraft are consistent with the aircraft being at a high and increasing rate of descent before it disappeared, according to the report. The Australian investigators believe the plane likely flew on autopilot for a time before running out of fuel and crashing into the ocean. The flight was en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing when it went missing. South Korean President Park Geun-hye named replacements for the prime minister and two other top officials Wednesday, but opponents vowed to block the appointments, calling them an attempt to distract attention from an ongoing investigation into possible influence peddling by the longtime friend of the president. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.